JC, the Kingdome, we played in that many times, but this new stadium is truly, as you mentioned, the 12th man. How different is it? How much more difficult is it to play there?
It's very difficult. Number one, you know, you're playing in the atmosphere as well, the elements. So it'd probably be raining up there in Seattle. It'll be cold, which would be something new for Dallas. And then it is so loud up there. You remember last year when the Giants went up there and played, the crowd forced 11 false start penalties against the Giants. Crazy.
That's right.
Made the league go up there and say, hey, are they piping in noise? Can this crowd really be that loud? And it was all crowd. And so that's something that Dallas is going to have a problem with this weekend, is that crowd noise and the false start penalties. You can't audible at the line of scrimmage and change plays. And, you know, when you've got a young guy doing it for the first time, there'll be some problems for the Cowboys offense.
Hey, Luke, let's talk about comparing the noise of Davis Cup, you know, tennis and golf. Let's all be very pretty and very polite. Let's not make noise while they're hitting the ball. And then suddenly the Davis Cup people are yelling and screaming. How do you coach your players to not let the noise distract them?
I think you have to embrace the moment. I think the biggest thing in tennis, we don't have, 50, 60, 70,000 people in stadiums like you do in football, but the biggest thing is they're right on top.
But they're right there.
They're right there, and you get into South America, you get into some of these places in Europe where they start throwing things at you, and in South America they spit on you, and it's pretty rough. But the biggest thing is that as soon as you get off to a good start, don't let the crowd get into it. Get off to a good start and just put the crowd right out of it, and take their player out of the match by playing your style, whether it's offensive, defensive, but winning the match always quiets the crowd.